So, Esmeralda, you're not a you never got into Gilmore Girls, did you?
No.
Okay. I spent most of my week off watching Gilmore Girls.
As I assumed.
Up TV showed all 157 episodes back to back to back to back to back to back to back all week long. So it was on in my apartment, even in background noise when I wasn't watching it really. I just had it on.
Is there a lot of you falling asleep on the couch and then you would hear the song?
That's right.
Did you have a lot of dreams with Gilmore Girls?
I had a lot of dreams. I had a lot of dreams. If you lead, I will follow. Those words were in my dreams all week long. And then, like the Gilmore Girls geek that I am, proudly, they debuted A Year in the Life, the new four-episode miniseries, brand new Gilmore Girls, on Netflix at midnight Pacific time Friday morning. So at midnight Pacific time on Friday, that's when they debuted it. So that makes it 2 o'clock here. So 2 a.m., boom, I go to Netflix, and I don't leave my couch till 8. Didn't leave my couch till 8 a.m., and I watched all four of the episodes, 90-minute episodes, back to back to back to back, and I loved it. I was crying. I was laughing. It just was fantastic. And I won't give anything away because I know a lot of people who haven't seen it. I was texting back and forth with Patty Vasquez, Colin Suter. Those were the two that I was, my ex-wife, Heather. So there was a lot of communication going on, and it was pretty funny, man. Dorks. We were just dorks. Now, Esmeralda, you know how big a Gilmore Girls fan Patty is, right? Did you know?
I didn't know she was that big of a fan.
Oh, my God. That's one of the first, when Patty and I first got to know each other, one of the first things we ever hugely bonded over was our obsession with Gilmore Girls. And we completely immediately bonded. We knew we would forever be friends because of the insane amount of love that we both individually have for Gilmore Girls and how if there were a place called Stars Hollow, we would move there. Because I want to live in Stars Hollow. She went to the damn set. She sent me a bunch of pictures. I was so jealous. She went to the set, because Patty goes out to L.A. a lot, to pitch stuff and to work and all that cool stuff. And she went on the tour, went to Luke's, went to Stars, went to the gazebo in the square. It's like, you're in Stars Hollow. So
you could go too.
I know. But she went and started interested, like, hey, jealous? Sending me pictures of her standing in front of Luke's. And I'm like, yeah, I'm jealous. Yeah, I guess I could go. I just don't like to leave my apartment.
You could. I don't know how this would work, but you know how sometimes they pull up houses, put them on wheels and move
them?
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
You could somehow do that with your apartment.
Yeah, I'm sure the rest of the people in my apartment building would love that. Because, Esmeralda, I live in a huge apartment building.
I'm sure they'd like a change of scenery.
There's a lot of units in the apartment building that I live in. And I'm sure they'd all be like, why are we on wheels going to Stars Hollow? Because that jerk in the apartment over there wanted to go. And he's taking us all with us. So, anyway. That's how I productively spent. I finished a couple of books, one of which is going to be a guest soon on the show. Wrote a book called Kicking Through the Ashes. And it's a stand-up comedian named Rich Scheidner, who was there during the entire explosion of the stand-up period in the late 70s and 80s. The guy is a comics comic. Like, comedians know who this guy is. And his book is phenomenal. if you're at all interested in comedy, if you're at all interested in that particular boom time period of stand-up, you got to get this book. It's a tremendous read. He's going to be on the show soon, and we're gonna talk to him. I'm very excited about that. So, yeah, so I read a couple of books. I saw some movies, hung out with my parents. Went over to my folks' house on Thanksgiving, had a great meal, and then we watched like 5 hours of All in the Family because Antenna TV showed all day and all night on Thanksgiving. They showed nothing but All in the Family, and we just started watching it and couldn't turn it off.
We, at my house, we Stars apparently was free this weekend.
Yeah.
And my dad just sat around watching TV, and we got to watch Cutthroat Island.
Oh, my God. I love that movie.
We saw it in its entirety.
Rennie Harlan's masterpiece. By the way, since you had Stars over the weekend, did you get it for free, too?
Yes, it was.
Did you watch Dana? Did you watch Ash?
I actually have Stars. So,
oh, you have Stars.
Yes,
okay.
Yes. So.
What about you? Did you see Your Best Friend and My Future Ex-Wife in any episodes of Ash?
I did not. I was there a day.
Oh, man.
Also watched, I was leaving at this point, but Fools Russian.
Oh, that's a terrible movie. Is that the one with my friend from Friends?
Yes.
And pregnant Salma Hayek?
Yes. And then he was watching some movie about baseball, but I wasn't paying attention.
I see you got your Stars worth.
Yeah, no, he was real into it.
That's awesome.
And they had a new TV.
You should ask your dad if he watched Ash vs. Evil Dead and say that Your Best Friend and My Future Ex-Wife is in it.
Right, he would, yeah.
All right, we got a break here. We got weather, we got traffic. When we come back, we're going to talk about crows attacking people in Australia. It's on the rise. And then I want to hear from you if you've ever been attacked or you have a real crazy encounter with an animal of some kind. The weirder, the better, the funnier the story, the funnier animal-related. I'll cut a check to Larry Lujak's estate because we're essentially doing his bit. We're doing animal stories. I'm sorry, animal story. Oh, man. Okay, hang on a second. I'm gone for a week. Hello. Okay, good. Gone for a week. They take my reverb away. I don't like that. Animal stories. Esmeralda, do you ever listen to any old sound checks of Larry Lujak?
I haven't. No. Well,
okay. Dan, I know you have.
Sure.
Captain Reverb. He was the king of reverb. And Esmeralda, you know how periodically I go, yeah. His entire show like this. His reverb like this. That's how he did all of his show. He's on for 3 hours, nothing but reverb.
It sounds nice.
It's awesome. So anyway, if you got a weird animal story, 312-981-7200, text or call us in. That's what we're going to be talking about.